Money or Independent Wealth? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. Money or independent wealth? What is our desire for ourselves? Is it money or is it independent wealth? If we have money, we have all sorts of wonderful things. If we have money, we can buy all the things that we think we would like to have. We can buy the things that will make us happy. We can buy the things that delight us, that will let us bring happiness to other people. If we have money, wow, we can do all sorts of things. And then, when we run out of money, we're not very happy at all. We feel that we are bereft. We are we're poor. We are sad people. Yeah. And that's what we do. Is that what we want to do? Is that how we want to live our life, to be dependent upon money? Well, what's the other possibility? The other possibility is to be dependent upon independent wealth. Well, how do you get dependent upon independent wealth, and how do you get independent wealth in the first place? Well, independent wealth depends upon only one thing. It depends on a rich consciousness. We say, wow, if it's only a rich consciousness, then where do I go buy a rich consciousness, or how do I develop a rich consciousness, or how do I put a rich consciousness into motion for me? That's not a bad idea at all, you know. Be independently wealthy? Oh, yeah. A simple thing about independent wealth is that if that is a choice in your life or mine, then that is a thought that we put into our consciousness. We say, I am independently wealthy. We say, I am independently wealthy. We say, I am independently wealthy. Is that all that's to it? That's right. That's all that's to it. If our every thought is that I am independently wealthy, not how I'm independently wealthy, or what I'm going to do with the money, or what I'm going to do with my wealth, or how I'm going to get it, or how I'm going to keep it, or if it's independent wealth, what is it dependent upon? Well, that's the point. It's dependent upon nothing except the statement, I am independently wealthy. Or you say, well, truly, if that were so, then everyone would be independently wealthy. No, everyone is exactly what they think they are. They think that they are dependent upon the sources of income that are in their world. And the sources of income in their world are sources such as, well, a job, inheritance, sweepstakes, job, parents, husband or wife that has a good job. Any one of these things, you know, any one of these things is our wealth. You go home to your rich home in the evening. Who paid for that? Was that daddy or mommy? Was that the actress or the actor? Was that the business executive? Or was that the factory worker? Or was that the shop employee? Was that the person in the filling station? Who paid for that? Who pays the monthly rent? Who pays to buy it? Who pays to maintain the house? Who pays to feed the children? Who pays to feed the family? Who pays to take care of the medical bills? Who does all these things? Well, normally you say daddy. And by saying daddy, you say, that is my source. Now, if daddy were to leave or die or do anything, I'd be without a source. And then the federal government would come across and say, we'll help you while you get started again. We'll give you unemployment insurance, or we'll give you survivor's benefits. We'll give you this or that. Okay. So then you have that little bit of money. Well, that's not enough money to do the things you'd like to do. That's not enough money to maintain the lavish home that you had, or the home that you had. It doesn't allow you to maintain all of the luxuries that you had previously enjoyed, because now the primary wage earner, the primary wealth of the family is no longer available. Now, it could be any number of ways, through illness, through anything at all. So you see, independent wealth cannot be dependent upon any source. If independent wealth is dependent upon any source in our mind, then that's the source that we have, and that's the source we depend upon, and that's the source that we experience. Now, to teach independent wealth and to live independent wealth are two different things. When you are teaching this and you are telling other people how, just say, I'm independently wealthy, and then you yourself don't have a lot of money, or you yourself don't have independent wealth, then they will say, well, I don't think that that works. If it worked, you would be working it. You'd have it. So you see, if we are going to put this into motion for ourselves, we don't go around teaching it. We teach it once we have it, but once we have it, we don't teach it either. Because if we are not consistent in believing in ourselves, in knowing that our independent wealth comes from our own consciousness, our own thought, because thoughts are things, and if we don't believe that, then it doesn't do us any good to protest it, to proclaim it, to desire it, to experience it. Because the moment we have it, we'll say it's too good to be true, and we'll dump it out again. You see, this is a principle. 2 times 2 is 4, whether we use it as a mathematical principle or anything else at all. It's just a principle. And the principle always works for those people who use it, and who use it consistently. 2 times 2 is 5. I will not believe 2 times 2 is 4. Well then, for you, 2 times 2 is 5, and you will have the results of thinking 2 times 2 is 5. You'll always come up a little short. Now, when we put the law of cause and effect, we put the law that I am independently wealthy into motion for ourselves, and we think nothing about source, we think nothing about where it's coming from, we think only that it is there, then we demonstrate it. I've had a lot of people who were in our training classes, and they'd hear these words and they'd say, but I'm not. And I'd say, that's right. But how can I ever be? You can't. Why can't I be? Because you're not putting the principle into motion. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, you're putting the principle into motion is that you're not, that you can't. And as long as you do that, you won't. That's just the way the principle is, too. So, we'll be talking later today in another talk about our thought and our purity of our thought. But right now, let's know that our purity of our thought, money or independent wealth. If you want money, it needs to come from somewhere. If you want independent wealth, it comes from no place particular. It may come from a million sources. It may come from a billion sources. It may come from just one, or it may not come from any. It may just come out of the thought of our mind and the brilliance of our being. Life is like that. Life is like that. That's the principle. The principle of health is to think about health. The principle of joy is to think about joy. The principle of happy family relationships is to think of happy family relationships. And the principle of wealth is to think about wealth. Not to wish you had it, not to spend it, not to do all those things, but just live in the consciousness of independent wealth. I am independently wealthy. 2 times 2 is 4. I am independently wealthy. 2 times 2 is 4. I am independently wealthy. The same principle, the same way we put it in motion for ourselves, and the same experience of having it. Oh, why not? It's up to each one of us how we use the principle. Now, you make the choice for yourself, and you experience the joy of it yourself. Have a lovely day, and know that every day, I speak my word for myself and for all the creation of my world, which include you, that all of us are independently wealthy. All of us are happy, fulfilled, wonderful beings. Know this is true for yourself, and the work's already done. Just accept. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.